Most listing interviews, when I've sat down with real estate agents and had them show me their interview, are generally monologues, not dialogues. The objective is to get the seller involved in the conversation. One of the great questions I've asked sellers, and I've been on a few thousand listing interviews and equipped people to do the same thing, is to say to a seller, how many out of every 100 properties within a 2-mile, 3-mile radius of your home have sold at or above the list price? Well, they tend to look at each other like, I don't know. But they're pretty fascinated by the answer. Most real estate markets across the USA have some level of pent-up demand that cause properties to sell at or above the asking price. In a healthy market, you're often going to see 30 out of 100, about 30% of the sales will close at or above the list price, generally leading to about a 2 to 3% appreciation rate in that corridor. It's a healthy sign. When it becomes 50, 60% of sales reaching that pinnacle, it's often a sign of super high buyer demand, and oftentimes underpricing has occurred. But we know there is huge pent-up demand if we can see the percentage of properties going over list price. And this is often ignored. I've interviewed 100 agents, and generally we might get 1 or 2% ever to have looked at the percentage of properties that sell over list price. Now, on the other hand, a warning sign that the market might be declining in value is when you only see 5 out of 10 properties selling at over asking price. It shows a weakness in the market, an absence of buyers bidding against one another. This often causes the property values to remain flat or quite possibly to depreciate. So yes, when there's an absence of overbidding, it's actually a warning sign that there is a low presence of buyers in the marketplace. I hope this has helped to equip you for your next interview. Thank you.